shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
First at 4:30, breaking news in Garner. What we're learning about an early morning fire at an apartment complex. And it's a cool and drizzly start. You can see a little bit of sheen on the road there in Chapel Hill. I'll show you what it will look like as you head out the door.
And the 82nd Airborne Chorus is still tugging on America's heart as voting continues this morning for NBC's America's Got Talent. We have a look at their amazing performance from last night. Could stay up late for it. We'll run through it again. So proud of them and so can't wait until what happens tonight.
Oh, the judges were so impressed with their performance. They loved it. We'll see if America loves them too.
And we will have a winner this evening. Yeah. And we're glad you're with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Welcome to your Wednesday. Clearly, it is Purple Wednesday. Yeah. Now, I don't know if you knew this, but Jeff always wears purple every Wednesday. It's just his thing. Today, got up and said, I felt like wearing purple. And look at Ms. Elizabeth Gardner. Not planned.
Obviously, we don't always do this with Jeff, but you know, every once in a while, you know, the stars
like to
align.
Play along with the
here
program.
We are.
Once
yeah.
in a while, looking
yeah.
like
Barney.
Make him happy.
Appreciate it. Dual Doppler 5000 radar. Looking nice and quiet. No green. I mean, purple and green, you know, look good together. But this is the interesting thing. You'll probably run into some drizzle at some point in your commute this morning. But drizzle, the particles of drizzle are so tiny that the radar doesn't pick up on those. It's calibrated to pick up a raindrop, and you can fit almost a million particles of drizzle in one raindrop. So just because it's not showing up on radar doesn't mean that it's a little damp out. However, it looks pretty dry in Apex right now compared to Chapel Hill, where it looked pretty drizzly. Temperatures in the mid-60s. We have a northeast wind at 8 miles per hour. We have the tower lit up in purple again. You know, it was a really gray day yesterday. We're going to see the same thing again today. The wind a little bit stronger. We have that northeast wind steady at 10, could be gusting up to 20. So maybe feel a little bit more uncomfortable for us today. Our temperatures heading out the door, mostly in the mid-60s, looking at 57 in Roxborough, 61 in South Hill. Everybody else is showing up in the mid-60s. We're going to hold in the 60s all day long. You've been hoping for some cool weather, right? Looking at a high of 69. I'll show you when this pattern breaks and we see more sunshine coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We have breaking news we're following this morning. Three people were taken to the hospital after two cars crashed in Cumberland County. The damaged cars there on the scene at Camden Road and George Owen Drive in the Douglas Byrd area happened after 1 o'clock this morning. A state trooper tells us the three people are injured, expected to survive. We are asking officials about the cause of this crash and if any charges are expected. We'll let you know when we hear back.
We're another day closer to a possible government shutdown and still no deal in sight. Lawmakers in the House and Senate are on two different paths with no clear plan to get on the same page. Republicans in the House want big spending cuts and more funding for the southern border. A bill passed with those terms will likely not pass in the Democrat-controlled Senate. Senators passed their own bipartisan measure that likely will not pass in the House. That deadline is Saturday. If no deal is reached by midnight, the government would shut down on Sunday. The countdown to a potential shutdown is top of mind for local military families. This comes as the North Carolina Defense Summit happens in Raleigh today. WRL's Laura Levine explains what this summit consists of and how these families will be affected if lawmakers fail to reach a deal. Laura, good morning.
Renee, good morning. The North Carolina Defense Summit is underway here at the Hilton in Raleigh and North Hills behind me. They're going to get back started here today at 8 a.m. And this year's summit is actually really focused on the huge, substantial economic impact that the military has here in North Carolina, but also providing opportunities for members and for people who have served to get jobs. As we know, this all comes as we inch closer and closer to a government shutdown. Lawmakers are running out of time to get the legislation passed. And while the two chambers go back and forward, this time around, it's military families that are at risk of losing out on their paychecks in just a couple of days. Retired Major General Rodney Anderson says he's lived through this before while in uniform, where they had continued to work and serve.
Oftentimes, the families are the ones that'll pay the price.
if there's any impact on income. But you're not going to impact the desire of the uniform members to continue to serve their country because they know how important their mission is to maintain and protect our national security.
And Defense Department workers are receiving instructions this week to pass along of how operations would be impacted if a government shutdown does begin on October 1st. Lori Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Breaking news on a startup. The Hollywood writer strike is officially over now. The Writers Guild of America ended it at 3:01 this morning, authorizing its members to go back to work. The guild had been on strike since May 2nd. Members of the Writers Guild still need to vote on specific terms of the deal, but they can go back to work while that process moves forward. The new contract agreed on by the board and Hollywood Studios includes pay increases, better benefits, protections against the use of AI, streaming compensation, and longer employment terms. The union, representing 160,000 actors, remains on strike. And we are following breaking news this morning out of Garner, where crews responded to a fire at some apartments that are under construction. Brett Neese is in the WRL Breaking News Tracker with a look at the damage.
Police and the fire marshal are looking into how a fire started at this apartment complex off Jurgen Road near Business US 70. The apartments are under construction. The small fire broke out just after 1 a.m., and crews were able to put it out quickly and limit the damage. Investigators are working to determine what and possibly who caused the fire. I'll stay on top of the story and keep you updated. Brett Neese, WRL News, Garner.
A suspect is in custody and facing charges this morning after police say he was involved in a shootout at a Wendy's in Butner. Authorities say he's 19-year-old Trevon Swan. They say he surrendered after the shooting. This happened on NC Highway 56 yesterday afternoon. Authorities say one person who was shot was a 20-year-old man. He's now in the hospital in critical condition. WRL spoke with Roberto Baltazar, who works near that Wendy's.
And the only thing I hear was a whole bunch of gunshots, like maybe, I don't know, like I would say like 5 or 7. Then I went to the dining room, locked the door really, really fast, but at the same time I was trying to be precautious because I didn't want to get shot.
Investigators say at least two people fired shots at each other. A hospital told police that the 20-year-old man showed up with gunshot wounds. Again, he's currently in critical condition.
Also breaking news this morning, a 13-year-old middle school student is dead following a shooting. Robinson County Sheriff's Office says they responded last night just after 9 o'clock. And when they got there, La Paz Drive, they found the teen dead. We're told the child attended St. Paul's Middle School. Deputies haven't said what led to the shooting or released the victim's name. Today, you can give your thoughts about plans to redraw the state's legislative maps before the next election. These lines determine who represents you in Congress and the General Assembly. Lawmakers will host a community meeting about redistricting plans 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Legislative Office Building on Salisbury Street in Raleigh. Anyone who wants to speak does have to sign up online ahead of time. You can find links in our story on WRL.com for more details.
Turning now to Decision 2024, the stage is set for tonight's second GOP presidential debate, and it will be smaller than the first. Only 7 candidates will face off at Ronald Reagan's presidential library in California. The shrinking field of candidates could lead to new pressure for some of them to drop out. Among the lucky 7 who qualified for this round include Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. Donald Trump will be absent again tonight. The former president previously announced he will skip the event and instead travel to Detroit.
Meantime, the Trump Organization's business certification has been canceled. A New York judge found Donald Trump and his adult sons liable for fraud. It's a $250 million lawsuit. The judge says the Trumps provided false financial statements for nearly 10 years. The judge also says the former president overvalued his real estate assets while exaggerating his net worth by billions.
Time is almost up to vote for the winner of America's Got Talent. Voting ends at 7 this morning, so you have about 2.5 hours. Tonight, we'll find out if the 82nd American Chorus, Airborne Chorus, will be the big winner.
Brother, let me be your shelter. Never leave you all alone. I can be the one you call when you love.
The chorus saying, "Brother" by the group Need to Breathe in their final live performance. It left all of the judges, including Simon Cowell, in awe of not just the group's incredible talent, but also their service to our country as well.
And I want to thank every single one of you for what you do, what you stand for, and what you just did just now, because that's what I call a moment, and I've changed my mind. This was the best performance of the night so far.
Simon speaks the truth. Tonight at 9 on WREL, the winner of America's Got Talent will be announced. And we will have live reports from Hollywood in our evening news at 4, 5, and 11 p.m. Coming up in the next half hour, we hear from the 82nd Airborne Singers about their expectations for the big reveal and their experience so far on the show.
Just can't wait for it. Grab your lucky socks, shirt, hat, hey, whatever you need. If you're going to win today, you want a chance at it. $835 million Powerball up for grabs, the fourth largest jackpot in the lottery's history. If you win, you take home the cash value, $390 million. The drawing is tonight on WREL.
Maybe purple is our lucky color, Jeff.
I hope.
Coming up, while your children are at school, their phones are buzzing. The new report into the notifications showing up on their phones and how many of them come during school hours.
Plus, President Biden joined auto workers on the picket line yesterday. The critiques he's receiving and the new information on how the strike is affecting the economy.
And you're taking a live look at Beaufort this morning. It's another cool fall morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us about the possibility of some evening drizzle.
From the WREL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:44 and we have gray skies with us again this morning. We'll also have a little bit of drizzle out there, not enough to cause you any problems. You just might notice the kids are who are standing out at the bus stop might need a little rain jacket, but it's not going to be very much rain today. Mostly cloudy. Right now, temperatures are in the low to mid 60s, 61 South Hill and Lewisburg, 64 in Southern Pines, as well as Irwin and Goldsboro. Take a look at your dog walking forecast. You know, it's going to be another cool day, very similar to yesterday. We'll see cloudy skies. We don't even climb into the 70s today. We're going to hold it right there at about 69 for this afternoon. A little bit breezy too, making it feel fairly chilly. It does look like we'll start to change up the pattern by the weekend and early next week. I'll show you when our highs are back into the 80s.
We're working to get more information about what led to a deadly motorcycle crash in Wilson. It closed part of Tarboro Street last night. The WREL Breaking News Tracker was there when a tow truck pulled a vehicle and the motorcycle away from that scene. It happened around 11 last night. We're working to learn how the vehicle was involved and the identity of the person who died.
Two people are dead after a serious crash in Cumberland County. This happened yesterday on Reeves Bridge Road near McBride Road in the Linden area. This was the scene yesterday when the WREL Breaking News Tracker got there. Troopers have not said what led to the crash.
New data shows the U.S. economy lost $5 billion in the first 10 days of the auto workers' strike. Today, former President Donald Trump plans to visit Detroit and meet with auto workers there as their strike nears the two-week mark. This comes one day after President Biden joined the UAW picket line. The auto workers' union is calling for better benefits and increased pay. Republicans were critical of Biden's move to join the picketers, saying it is his economic policies that led to the strike. The White House says those policies are bolstering the economy, and Biden stands on the side of workers. This afternoon, we'll get a better idea of how COVID is spreading in our state. Last week, we learned emergency visits with COVID-like issues decreased and flu-like symptoms increased. The percentage of COVID found in wastewater decreased from the week before, but the numbers are still higher than they were in January. We'll keep you updated on WREL this afternoon with a breakdown of the latest numbers.
UNC Health has plans to build a new multi-billion-dollar children's hospital. The state will invest about $320 million into the project. UNC Health says the entire project will cost around $2 billion. The hospital will expand access to critical health care as well as behavioral health care. The hospital system must now look for the best location for this new children's hospital. They hope to have it up and running within the next 8 to 10 years. This morning, a new report is shining light on the overwhelming phone notifications for children. Data shows they receive more than 237 alerts every day on their smartphones. The report found that about a quarter of the alerts come during school hours. This is for students between the ages of 11 to 17. According to Common Sense Media, teens use their phones more than 6 hours when they're supposed to be learning. Research shows some of them recognize the problem and they're trying to cut back.
Tonight, the Durham Bulls could clinch their third straight International League championship. The Bulls beat the Norfolk Tides last night in the first game of their best of three series. They scored 5 runs in the 8th inning and pulled away for a 10-5 win. The first pitch of game 2, and a win will do it here, wrap up the series. It's at 6:35 tonight in Norfolk. You can watch the game live on WRL Sports Plus.
It is 4:48. We're definitely getting that fall feel today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with how we're not even going to make it up into the 70s.
Yeah, kind of crazy, but yes, very much like fall. We take a look right now at what's happening in Apex, and it looks very dry here, but we're looking at drizzle in some places this morning. There were a couple of sprinkles that hit my windshield as I was coming in this morning. But a live look at downtown Apex down Salem Street, officially at RDU. We're seeing a little drizzle there. You can see the raindrops on the icon. 64 is our temperature, and our dew point is 59. So we're looking at temperatures staying in the 60s, mid-60s at lunchtime. So not much of a change from where we are right now. Here's a look at our pattern. The reason that we're seeing this is we have a low pressure system that's sitting just offshore. Low pressure systems rotate counterclockwise. So that low is grabbing some cool, moist air from the North Atlantic and pushing it right into North Carolina. We saw this yesterday, but the low is a little closer to us, meaning the winds will be stronger. So we have just sort of an extra, what we call maritime flow coming into the area for today. Doesn't mean much rain. It just means a lot of cloud cover, cool temperatures. It'll be breezy. This is a pattern that we call cold air damming, and it's something that we see pretty frequently late fall, winter, early spring. So we're getting a little early taste of it this year. Taking a look at our forecast, wind gusts up to 20 this morning in the Triangle area. But as we get into the afternoon, that begins to die down a little bit. But as you're getting closer to that low sitting offshore, we may see winds gusting 20 to 25, say for Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, down around Clinton as well. So around town today, just 69 in Raleigh, 68 in Durham, and 73 degrees in Fayetteville with a lot of cloud cover. You can see just a little bit of light green that shows up for us this morning into the afternoon, just a potential of a little bit of drizzle. The clouds try to break up a little bit during the afternoon, so there could be a few peaks of sunshine, but for the most part, it's going to be fairly gray. And that's going to be our forecast through Friday, just to put a 20% chance on there just to kind of cover the bases because we could see a little bit of drizzle. I feel like the forecast for the Bluegrass Festival, though, still good. We're looking at, that should be Friday and Saturday. Temperatures will be in the mid-70s. We're looking at mostly cloudy skies, but it shouldn't be raining. We do have the potential for above normal temperatures as we're getting into October. During that first week, we have a good chance of above normal temperatures, and we do start to see that in the 7-day forecast. It'll be cool through the weekend with mid-70s, but Monday and Tuesday, our highs are back into the low 80s. We still have a few systems to talk about in the tropics. I'll show you coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. No humans on Earth. That's what a new study is projecting. Up next, why some scientists believe a supercontinent could wipe out mankind.
And there's a fairy tale opportunity for you to live like an ogre. And you must make arrangements by Friday the 13th. We'll explain. It is 4:54. This is a little alarming. A new supercontinent that's forming could wipe out humans. That's according to a study by British researchers. They use supercomputer climate models to predict how climate extremes would intensify after the world's continents merged to form a supercontinent called Pangaea Ultima. They found it would be extremely hot, dry, and virtually unlivable for humans and mammals. Now, if this happens, Earth would be uninhabitable in 250 million years.
Well, we better have this first. Musicians and organizers tuning up for the big Bluegrass Festival taking over downtown Raleigh this weekend. The IBMA Bluegrass Live Festival returns Friday and Saturday with more than 100 bands on 6 stages spread out around downtown. The event will span 5 blocks. It is the largest urban bluegrass festival in the world. Musicians are already arriving in the Triangle, and they are excited to be here.
Everywhere I walk through town, every store I walk in, they ask me if I'm here for the event with a smile and say thanks for coming to Raleigh. And the folks are great.
Yeah, we are. You can buy tickets online at worldofbluegrass.org and download the World of Bluegrass app for the full schedule and an interactive map. WRL is a proud community sponsor.
Usher continues to move mountains. The iconic R&B singer is already preparing to perform during the Super Bowl halftime show. But now there may be another confession. According to Billboard, Usher is planning a world tour. He's reportedly going to use the world's biggest stage to announce the long-awaited move.
He just did it, though. He's not waiting. Here's a fairy tale opportunity to sleep like an ogre. Airbnb has recreated Shrek's swamp from the animated movie in Scotland. If you're interested, request for a two-night stay open October 13th. Up to three people will be able to stay in this swampy abode from October 27th to the 29th. So short time only opening it up, but I love that it's creepily being opened up on Friday the 13th.
Yeah, but look at the details on that, right? Oh, but you should know the bathroom is 20 meters away. It's in an outhouse for the ultimate privacy. But you can go live your best ogre life there.
Love it. Next at 5, we have breaking news. We're following out of Garner. An early morning fire at an apartment complex has officials investigating what we know about the apartment and the questions investigators are looking to answer.
Plus, as we inch closer to a possible government shutdown, real people are being impacted. How military families are preparing to possibly go without their paychecks.
And an interesting day of training for one new recruit. The unusual body cam footage that had officers asking why the chicken crossed the road.